Welcome back to the Ancient World Outdoor Edition. So this is the Lyceum version. We're out in the fields and walking. It's a beautiful day. It's a little bit chilly. It's north of England. And we're going to start trying to talk about what we've been doing the last couple of months, because we're almost a little bit stuck now. We feel a little bit blocked after doing all the podcasting episodes about the Purgatory and going in detail with every chapter up until the top of the mountain. And there's something about this, almost a feeling of being blocked, that is interesting in itself, because it's like a digestion. Even if you, like, especially after you go through one of the big works of literature, of kind of cultural history, sometimes they really change you a little bit more deeply than others. So there's something about really going in detail through Dante that shows you and teaches you the whole world and cosmology of the time in the early 1300s. And it also is like nutrition that changes part of your brain in a sense. So it takes a bit of time to just get used to that, because it changes how you see philosophy and spiritual philosophy and the way of and scholasticism and Catholicism and these things that look how they were looking at these areas as more being a blend of different aspects of just thinking and being and experiencing. So it's interesting to do the Purgatory after the Paradise as well, because the Paradise is more the pure spiritual journey, and then you see the preparation afterwards in the way we did it this year, with climbing the stairs and going through the purification and then the vices and the virtues. So it's very helpful. Someone asked me the other day, what do you really get out of reading the comedy? And my instinctive answer would be just, you learn how to think. I've said the same about Marcel Proust and In Search of Lost Time, but Dante is even broader than that, I think. So, and to try to give some practical examples, it's still some of the overall themes with you go on an intellectual journey, and then you go on a spiritual journey, but you have the 2/3 of the journey is a rational intellectual one, which is perhaps more in the Catholicism than other branches of Christianity especially. But you have to be prepared, you have to build up a kind of an apparatus or an understanding, and build up this, which Dante calls the threshold of consent, before you can start going into the more mysterious and transcendent and mythological or also spiritual religious. So this is a theme that he is very specific about in Purgatory 18, for example, when he says that your reason has to be the threshold of consent. And also in the beginning of Paradise, where he says to their reader, you're in your little boat behind my big ship now, but go back to the shores if you're not ready for this journey, because if you get lost, and if you lose me, he says, you could be totally lost. So that's part of this, the way Dante is also a teacher in his work. So that's all for this first kind of warm-up episode after a bit of a break, just to try to start talking and then having a bit of a discovery of, as we are stepping a little bit back from the work, to see the main learning points and where to go from here. So as always, this is almost a little morning show, like 4.5 minutes. So I hope you're having a great coffee and a great morning and some nice things to do today. And as always, just thank you so much for listening, and see you again soon.